VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Ming Jane. In today's episode, we're going to talk about one thing that many of you can probably relate to. Have you ever got stuck in an awkward situation where you're too afraid to speak a word when a foreigner strikes up a conversation with you? I believe many of us in Taiwan or living in some Asian countries have experienced things like those. It's in part because when we were little, we were always told to be quiet all the time. And we were afraid that when we spoke in front of the class and everyone just stared at us, we've all been there. In this video, the speaker shares with us the reasons why we don't need to be afraid of making mistakes and encourages English learners to pluck up their courage and speak up. And I'll tell you guys about my own learning experience at the end, so please stay tuned. And alright, before we watch this video, let's practice today's sentence first. It's much more important and useful to speak English, even with some mistakes, than to not speak at all. 就算有错误，开口说英文也比完全不开口来的重要且有益。老样子，我们先来看一下发音的部分。首先 ，important 这个字中间的 t 会发比较轻的音，所以听起来比较像是 important 而不是 important。再来是句子里面出现的两个 to， 它们的母音都会弱化，所以念起来比较像是 to。 那接下来这一句话的停顿点呢，是在 even 跟 than 的前面。那我们现在就再念一次句子试试看吧。 It's much more important and useful to speak English, even with some mistakes.than to not speak at all. 接着进入到我们今天的第一个单字，叫做 useful。 useful 它是一个形容词，意思是有用的。那 useful 这个字是利用的那个 use 加上充满的字尾 full， 它们两个组合而成的。这个字的例句就像这样。It's really useful to speak with native speakers if you want to improve your speaking skills. 如果你想增进口说技巧的话，和母语者谈话会很有用。Native 的意思是土生土长的，所以 native speaker 就是在说母语者。接下来第二个单字 even， 这是一个副词，意思是甚至。那 even 这个字在这句子里面是当作副词使用，那副词的作用就是常常用来修饰动词或是形容词或是介系词片语等等。那像在这个句子中就是用来做强调。even 这个字如果适当使用的话，会让你的英文听起来更道地哦。像是这样。The next day, he didn't even ask how I was feeling after having the car accident.
隔天他甚至都没问我发生那场车祸后感觉如何。所以 even 在这里就是强调甚至，就是他怎么会居然没有问我。再来是今天的最后一个单字了， not at all。 那发音的部分有一点要小心的是，我们并不会把 at 的 t 念出来，所以听起来比较像是 at all。这是一个很常使用的句型，相信大家应该很常听过吧。那要注意的地方是，这要用在否定句的时候。For example, you either do it or don't do it at all. Just don't whine about it while you're doing it. 这里面的 why 不是酒的那个 why 哦，而是抱怨的意思。而且大家有发现吗？这个句子里面出现了很多次的 it。但是你应该有听出来，就是我没有真的把那个 T 的声音发出来，因为如果你着重在一定要发出那个 T 的音， 那你整个句子就会变得很冗长，就是会听起来很阿杂，就是你一直听到特特特的音，所以我们就会把那个 T 的音省略掉。大家也可以试着念念看这个句子。Alright, I guess that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. So about my own learning experience that I promised to tell you in the beginning of this episode. Okay, so when I was learning English, maybe 10 years ago or something, I was also one of the people that was so afraid to speak English, especially with foreigners. But I told myself, if I don't open my mouth now, I will never open it in the future. So, you know, I just started to practice speaking English by talking to myself. Yeah, you heard me. I'm not crazy. I did speak English with myself. Not Chinese, definitely not. But English with myself when I was taking a shower or when I wasn't really doing anything. I did this because I was just practicing all the possible scenarios when I have a conversation with a foreigner one day. I want to be fully prepared because I knew that if I didn't practice English, especially in speaking, I would still be the same person who got really nervous when, you know, having a conversation with a foreigner. So it was one of the learning experiences when I was younger. I know it sounds crazy, but it helped me a lot. I mean, really. So maybe you guys can try this someday. Just remember that when you're doing this, make sure you're the only person in the area, or other people might think that you're crazy. Okay, so don't forget to leave a comment and share with us if you've had similar experience before. And of course, practice today's sentence and leave a recording as well. I'll see you next time. Bye!